Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer, how laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature, with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
All right. There's a conversation I want to have with Rob coming up in just a bit. Before we do that, are we already done with who the training camp darling is? I mean, usually the training camp darling is somebody that just appears out of nowhere. It's a Carson Steele from last year where we learn about, what was it, Crocky J. Usually the training camp hero is a Casey Printers or a Westland Dressler, someone like that. A Luis Reed Zamet is usually the training camp hero. If you are following social media, it would appear there's only one player at training camp right now, and it's Joshua Simmons. Is Joshua Simmons the training camp darling? Now, I get it. If you didn't have a left tackle all last season, they then draft a left tackle. You have been told for the last 3 months that this guy would have been a top 10 pick if he had been healthy. You maybe in the back of your mind are thinking about this guy as a potential redshirt year. Now you see him out there and he's dominant and he's running with the ones. And now you feel like you have your potential franchise left tackle, something that this organization hasn't had since Eric Fisher. Have we already figured it out? Because you can't tell me it's Breshard Smith right now. You can't tell me it's the fourth string tight end. No, everybody's attention at training camp is around one person. Now, I think that was always going to be the case, but it'd be a lot different if the Chiefs had Jalen Moore playing left tackle, Juwan Taylor had been playing right this time, and you're sort of rotating Josh Simmons in. I mean, what makes this different than what we saw with Creed Humphrey? What makes this different than what we saw with Trey Smith? Those guys had the job, basically had it since day one, and we've never discussed it again. What if the Chiefs have their answer at left tackle, and what if they also have it at right tackle with Jalen Moore, who they have under contract? Like, what if this is their offensive line, and the Chiefs are prepared to roll with this offensive line for, at a minimum, the next 2 years? I mean, if this offensive line is what I think most fans would want, where you got Simmons playing left tackle, Kingsley at guard, you then got Humphrey, Smith, and then you got Moore over there on the other side. I mean, you want to talk about continuity. If you can keep everybody healthy, at a minimum for the next 2 years, you feel like you got your offensive line. But back to the main point here, which is about Joshua Simmons. Rob, have we already answered the question? Is Josh Simmons the training camp darling?
See, I'm torn on this. A part of me thinks the answer is yes, because what has polluted social media, at least in the first handful of days of camp? It's Josh Simmons one-on-one. It's Josh Simmons in pass format set. It's, hey, the Chiefs went deep. You know how they went deep? Look, Josh Simmons was blocking on the outside. Josh Simmons this, Josh Simmons that. So a part of me thinks you are 100% correct. He might be the camp darling. But it feels icky and it feels wrong to say the Chiefs' first round pick is the camp darling. That I don't think it can be Josh Winston. I think he can be the story of camp, but the camp darling, he can't be the cutesy, plucky story when he was the 30th overall pick. No, it can't be camp darling.
So then let me ask you this question. Are the Chiefs a team now that they are incapable of having a training camp darling? Because, yes, Carson Steele was everybody's media darling last year until they started actually playing games. And then it was like, wait. No, we're not doing this. I'm seeing right now on the text line, what about Tyquan Thornton? I don't know how excited you can be as a Chiefs fan for your sixth receiver, especially one who isn't going to help you on special teams. So, yes, Thornton might make the team, but you already know what the rotation looks like at his position. So there's only so exciting I think you can be about Tyquan Thornton. He's not ahead of Rice when Rice is healthy or off suspension. He's not ahead of Xavier Worthy. He's not ahead of Hollywood Brown. So we're talking about at best, he's not ahead of Jalen Royals. So we're saying is at best, he's your fifth receiver. Can that guy be your training camp darling if this is only an August thing? This isn't even a September thing. This is an August thing. Maybe the Chiefs have got to the point because they're so good that they just can't have training camp darling anymore because we know enough about this team and the roster. Like I'm reading it right now. Someone echoes what you said. A first round pick can't be a camp darling. It has to be a sixth round pick or later or an undrafted free agent. Then I just don't think this team has room for those players anymore. I think their roster is too good then. Then I would say then the last training camp darling you really had was in Trey Smith. A guy who, a sixth-round pick you were really excited about, you saw from day one that he could be a potential starter, and it carried on to the season. If you can't help the Chiefs win regular season games, I just don't know if you guys get excited about those guys anymore. So maybe the Chiefs just don't have that. Maybe that's the moral of this, that the Chiefs are too good to have a training camp darling, that they've evolved past this.
No, I think they can still have a camp darling because last year they were coming off a Super Bowl championship, and they were the prohibitive favorite to go back. And everyone was talking about Crocky J. No one was talking about Crocky J or Carson Steele last year, and they were just as good. I still think you can have a camp darling. I think now we have to get deeper into camp for that darling to emerge because there's going to be a Tyquan Thornton. There's going to be a Jack Cochran, the linebacker from a few years ago. That kind of guy is still going to emerge, and that guy's going to ball out in preseason game one. And then it's going to be a massive story when they go back to St. Joe.
So you're saying it's too early right now?
Too early.
It's too early. Okay, if you're saying it's too early, I can live with that. If you're telling me it's too early to put the training camp darling on anybody, even though I think it's their first-round pick. But I definitely understand the argument. It can't be your first-round pick.
I'm going to say this. Let Jake Bringingstool get healthy and ball out in the first preseason game. Oh, and they go back to St. Joe. He's the guy. Or Robert Tonyan, I know he's a veteran. Supposedly he's looking good at camp. Let Robert Tonyan catch a pass from Gardner Minshew in that first preseason game. And oh, Tonyan mania is coming to a rise.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow, Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.